Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of Our Voices from the Heart, the authorised story of the community campaign that changed Australia. Written and read by Professor Megan Davis and Patricia Anderson, AO.
In the spirit of reconciliation, Belinda acknowledges the Gadigal people, traditional custodians of the land where this audiobook was recorded. We pay our respects to elders past and present. We recognise their connection to country and their role in caring for and maintaining country over thousands of years. We also acknowledge and pay our respects to the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples listening to this audiobook today.
This audiobook is based on three seminal documents that were vital in the journey towards voice and Makarrata: the Uluru Statement from the Heart, 2017, the Referendum Council Discussion Paper, 2016, and the Final Report of the Referendum Council, 2017. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander listeners are advised that this audiobook may include the names of people who have died. We dedicate this audiobook to the men and women and Jarjams of the Uluru Dialogues. Your courageous and generous work on the process led to the issuing of a historic call to the Australian people. The Uluru Statement speaks straight to the heart of all Australians from the heart of Australia. Thank you for imagining that the nation can change. Without that imagination and hope for a better day, we would not be on this journey. Introduction. This book is the story of the Uluru Statement from the Heart. It is a story born from over a century of struggle to have our people's voices heard in the legal and political systems that have dominated our lives. It is a story of vision and imagination and courage. It is a testament to the civic spirit of the men and women who gave up 3 days of their lives to imagine how the nation can be a better place for their Jarjams, their grannies, and their communities. The story of the 12 regional dialogues and the Uluru National Constitutional Convention has never been told. These were the impassioned community meetings held around Australia in 2016 and 2017 that led to the creation of the Uluru Statement from the Heart and its call for a voice to Parliament and a Makarrata Commission to oversee the future processes of agreement-making and truth-telling. These gatherings were organised, led and attended by everyday First Nations people and represent the largest ever consultation of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders on the Australian Constitution in history. It was a grassroots campaign that caught fire, blazing a way to the opportunity Australia is now seizing. Despite centuries of activism, we had never met like this before. We've tried many times to change the system, but the process that we're going through now is different. There has been bipartisan support for recognition of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples in the Australian Constitution for more than 2 decades, but no one had succeeded in doing anything about it. People realised that we had to do something extraordinary if we were going to make a difference in the real lived experience of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders. The official process commenced in 2011, and since then there have been 8 processes and 10 reports in the 12-year period. The first process was set up by then Prime Minister Julia Gillard, and it was called the Expert Panel on the Recognition of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Peoples in the Australian Constitution. A parliamentary committee considered the expert panel's recommendations, and then in late 2015, the government of the day set up the Referendum Council. The Referendum Council was created in response to the Kirribilli Statement issued in 2015 that
Sample complete. Ready to continue?